Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We are in the holiday season. We are.
Thanksgiving in just a few days.
Oh, yeah.
Two days away.
I actually have been tripping out about that. I keep telling Nick, you know, Thanksgiving, well, right now when we're recording this, is next week. And he's like, no, it's like in 2 or 3 weeks. I'm like, no, my friend.
Literally in 1 week.
In 7 days.
But when you're hearing this, 2 days.
Yeah, when you're hearing this, 2 days. But when I was telling Nick this, I was like, no, it's creeping up.
It always does, doesn't it? The holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
Creeps up on you.
So,
my Friendsgiving is coming up.
Yeah.
Once you hear this, it will have already happened.
We'll have already feasted.
Hope it's cute. Hope it's great.
It'll be great.
When you hosted the Halloween party, did you spend more money than you anticipated?
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling already. I'm like, wait. I think it's especially if you don't have a lot of hosting stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're starting from scratch.
Yeah, you're building your collection.
Which is kind of fun.
It's good, but I'm like, geez.
That's why I'm saying maybe we just, from now on, these are our holidays that
exactly.
We do. Like, I'll always do Halloween so that I have the stuff now. And I was thinking when I bought it, I'm like, I've got to do stuff for Halloween because this is what I have.
You
the
have
most
all
stuff.
The stuff. It's true. Or at least we can borrow from each other
exactly.
or something when we're
exactly.
doing events. Because, yeah, when you don't have stuff to host people, like, you got to buy everything from scratch. But one of the things that I think is good to do in these situations is thrift.
For sure.
Because you can find really cute little decor pieces or glassware. Like,
glassware.
That's the best. Yeah, you got to thrift for that stuff.
That's where I found my black goblets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, at Salvation Army. They were like $2.
Yeah.
And they're so beautiful.
Best case scenario. So I've been trying to get the stuff together for that, but hopefully it'll be cute.
Yeah, because it's all in the details and there's like pressure to, you know, make sure you have all the details.
I know. And my mom has set the bar so high for me. She just has always been the hostess of the mostest, mm-hmm. where as long as I can remember, she's been hosting events
yeah.
and she's always very specific about the details. And so
they
you
make
know,
a difference.
They do. And I feel like I have to follow in her footsteps and complete her legacy.
Don't let her down.
Yeah. We'll see.
It'll be fun. I'm excited for the food. It'll be delish.
Yeah, it will be. Friendsgiving is nice because you kind of assign everyone something. So everyone brings something. So I don't have to make every, you know, last dish, which I think would be
insane.
A lot of work. Can't
yeah.
even imagine.
That would be insane. I know. Isn't it crazy that, you know, this Thanksgiving, at least. Well, you won't be in Arizona, I guess,
no.
for Thanksgiving.
This is my first time not being in Arizona for Thanksgiving in a long time. I'm sad, but it just didn't
line up.
It didn't line up. Like, so we're going to Arizona the following, like really soon after Thanksgiving. Well, not really soon, but just it's just enough time after Thanksgiving to where it's like, I don't want to go and then stay there for the whole time. We're going for my mom's 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I had to choose one of the events, like either go for Thanksgiving or go for her 50th. And the 50th is more of a big deal.
Quite literally, like, once in a lifetime.
Yeah. So I'm like, I have to choose the birthday. I don't want to go to Arizona for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So we decided to just go for the B-day.
It's kind of fun to have. Nick and I did that 1 year. Actually, when I was super pregnant, we couldn't even go. And we just stayed home. And it was, at first, I was like, oh, this is a little lonely.
Yeah.
Like, because you've never experienced it just alone, at least I hadn't. And then as the day went on, though, I was like, wait, this is fun. I have the opportunity to, like, make my own traditions, make our own food, do whatever we want.
I ordered the dinner. I already ordered meal delivery Ooh. Service that, like, it comes basically all done. But you just, like, reheat certain aspects of it. But, like,
Smart
in the oven
idea.
And stuff. Yeah. And it has good reviews. I've heard good things about it. So hopefully it's good. But I will probably make, like, a dessert or something.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for the Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving bash.
Yeah. I was going to say I'm going to Arizona. So I'm going to be with family. And it's weird that we're just adults now. And, like, I have to make a dish. And I can't just play in the backyard until it's ready.
I know. Last Thanksgiving, or maybe it was two Thanksgivings ago, my mom's like, okay, you're in charge of the pie and this. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, what do you mean? I'm a kid.
I'm a kid. I'm playing outside with everyone until I come in and all the food's done for me.
Yeah.
No, it was jarring to get a food assignment.
It's quite the realization.
It is. You're just an adult.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
If you make it, if you romanticize it,
mm-hmm.
put on a cozy, like, holiday movie.
It'll be fun. Do you have Christmas decorations up yet?
No, I think I'm going to wait till after Thanksgiving this year. It's a little much. Like, I just took Halloween down. I was like, I'm so tired.
I know. It's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
It is a lot of effort. Today, we're doing our nicest thing anyone's ever done for you episode, which is just a yearly tradition on the What We Said podcast. And I don't think it's ever going away because it is the most heartwarming episode of the season or of the year.
I was going to say it's the best episode of the year. It's the best way to feel grateful without us giving you a list of what we're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just grateful for the good people in this world.
It restores your faith in humanity a little bit.
How much you want to bet we're going to cry in this episode?
100% guaranteed.
Okay.
The entire time, probably.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
There's not a chance. There will not be a dry eye in this building.
You know what's not the nicest thing ever?
What?
The Suns losing every single game.
Yeah. So you've been wondering why we haven't been updating you, NBA Corner? Because we're ashamed. I am just, The Suns need to get it together. It's very early in the season. So, you know, we still got hope. Booker's been injured. So that obviously plays a part. However, we can't make excuses because our team still is really, honestly, supposed to be very good this year. And I think that's
not looking like it.
No, I think that's the hard part too, is when something is really hyped up and it's like, oh my gosh, our team's so stacked. It's going to be so good this year. And then they just don't pull through and they don't perform. It's even more shocking.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have been really blowing it in the fourth quarter lately. And it's so frustrating.
Whatever the opposite of clutch is, that's what we are.
Yeah. Yeah, doing actually pretty well until the fourth quarter a lot of times, like leading and just, and we're like, oh, yay. And then, something happens in the fourth and we lose. We've lost so many games. It's so annoying.
On the contrary, I don't know if I said this on the podcast or just on my Instagram story, but I have been loving the Minnesota Vikings, the football team, because one of my main fantasy players, Justin Jefferson, he's like the best. I think he's a wide receiver. Oh, my gosh. Don't kill me if I'm wrong. He's a wide receiver or running back, but I'm pretty sure he's a wide receiver. All I know is he catches the ball and he runs really fast and he scores. So he's one of my best players. And I was doing so well. And then he got hurt and I was so sad, but it made me become attached to the Vikings because Kirk Cousins was in that. He was one of the quarterbacks in the quarterback
documentary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's just like the most wholesome guy ever. And he got hurt too. So Justin Jefferson's hurt. He's hurt.
Awesome.
And they brought in this guy that they actually traded from the Cardinals, who was like a bench player, but I think he was playing like second or third string quarterback because their first quarterback was hurt on the Cardinals. So he was playing a little bit, but then they traded him to the Vikings like on a Tuesday a couple weeks ago and to be the backup quarterback to the backup quarterback mm-hmm. of the Vikings. The backup quarterback of the Vikings, 4 days after his name's Josh Hobbs, got traded, literally got hurt in the game and had to go. So they had their third string, Josh Hobbs, who just got there, or Josh Dobbs, sorry, 3 days prior, just got to Minnesota from Arizona from that team. 3 days prior, he was playing with people. He hadn't even thrown to these guys ever in his,
wow,
because he just got traded. And he won the game for them. And it was, wow, like, he did so good. And he's been doing so good every week. It's like the best sports stories like that. You just like love to be watch it and experience it, because he's so cool. He's so smart. I think he's literally a pilot. I think he studied aerospace. I don't know. He has his degree in something really smart like that. And nice. It's just really fun to watch people be really good at something.
It is.
So all our Minnesota girlies know that I see you.
Slay.
And
slay
I
Minnesota.
See, and hopefully our boy Justin
Pulls through. Anything else?
No, that was my sports story. Nice. That was my sports corner for the day.
This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a handbag or a watch, jewelry, sneakers, streetwear, eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts, because we all know there is no feeling like real. It really is hard to identify when you're on different websites, like if something's designer or luxury, if it is actually the real thing. And obviously, you're not going to want to be paying top dollar for something if it's not authenticated and if you can't guarantee that it's real. I have a really, really beautiful Chanel beach bag that I got via eBay through their authenticity guarantee. It is like a salmon color and it came with a matching beach towel, and Leif and I use it for basically every time we go to the beach. It's super nice and high quality. So these days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. And when you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. And that means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it is the real thing.
If you're looking for a gift for that special someone in your life, and you want to get them something very special, meaningful, maybe you're ready to like spend a little more on them, I would say eBay is the place to go. There's nothing that screams like I was thinking of you, like a vintage piece of jewelry or something they've been eyeing that's, you know, no longer in stock and you can only get it secondhand. So if you're ready to buy that thing that you love, you have to make sure that you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for the blue check mark and you know it's checked by real experts. So if you're looking for sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbag, they are specialized to catch the fakes. These are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Go check it out.
I have been in my protein shake era, my protein smoothie era. I've been having so many of these lately, and I'm always using Clean Simple Eats protein. It's so, so good. It's not chalky. It's really creamy, and they have so many good flavors. I've gotten so many people hooked on this, like lots of my family members and stuff. You guys have seen on TikTok maybe my chocolate cherry smoothie. I think I showed it on YouTube too. I've been having that one a lot, but I try and switch it up so that I don't get super sick of the same smoothie over and over, but that one I do with like frozen cherries and oat milk and stuff. And then their chocolate brownie batter protein, which is so, so good. I also love their vanilla one. Their coconut cream is super good. And their pumpkin pie shake one is also delicious. Usually you find that protein powder has a chalky aftertaste, but Clean Simple Eats is different. It is so creamy and smooth with absolutely zero chalkiness. And you can also mix it with like almond milk. You can put it in a smoothie or you can mix it with orange juice. Their vanilla one with orange juice is super good and creamy and tastes like a little orange Julius. You can add it to oatmeal. There's lots of different ways to get your protein in with it.
I've been making a smoothie as well, especially in the morning time with coconut yogurt, and it makes it extra, extra creamy. I love a creamy smoothie. There's nothing better. They have 26 delicious all-natural flavors, so you can't go wrong with any of them. They're all good. Like we said, their chocolate brownie batter is delicious. That's the one I use probably the most, but they have other unique flavors like snickerdoodle, mint chocolate cookie. They oftentimes have seasonal ones as well, so you just need to go take a look. One of the best things about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powder is always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients, third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. So visit cleansimpleeats.com and use the code WHATWESAID10 at checkout for 10% off your order. That's cleansimpleeats.com. What we said 10 for 10% off your order. Go check it out.
We have quite a few stories, so I feel like we should get into them.
Mm-hmm.
These are things. Yes, I'll go first. These are things that you guys wrote in that are the nicest thing that someone's done for you, and they always just warm our hearts. So the first one is, my mom's best friend donated her kidney to my mom. She gave us 7 extra years with my mom, and I'm forever grateful for her selfless act and that I got my mom a little longer.
Oh, first story. There we go. Tears. Aww. That's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
Oh, don't worry. Did you watch The Golden Bachelor when Ellen was talking about her best friend?
So
I was uncontrollably sobbing.
I was inconsolable that entire episode. The woman tell all too. And yeah. I almost was like, I was going to watch it regardless, but I was almost disappointed when it was like women tell all. I was like, ugh, I want to know what happens, you know?
Oh,
that was one of the best episodes. Like,
so heartwarming.
It was so good. That show.
I'm crying thinking
about just
it.
Can't even begin.
Here's the thing. This is what I said to Abby. We were watching it. I was sobbing, especially when Ellen was talking about her friend, Roberta.
That made me sob the most.
And I was uncontrollably sobbing.
Same.
Jesse, the host, was crying.
Yes.
Never seen him cry.
No.
He could not even hold it in. And it was just the sweetest, most heart-wrenching just episode I've ever seen. I said, how are they going to do this every 6 months to us? Oh, you're saying in 6 months, we're going to have a Golden Bachelorette. These guys are going to come on.
No.
And we're going to learn about more deaths and more sadness and heartbreak. I can't do this every 6 months.
I can't do this.
Let's make it a once in every 5 years.
It hurts my soul so bad to see these older women get their heart crushed and like see him again and just, oh my gosh, I could not deal with it.
But it's so inspiring at the same time.
And I saw this video that was like, it was basically the contrast of, I don't know if you saw it, but it was a bachelorette someone who was on The Bachelor, a girl from maybe like 5-10 years ago in her early 20s, like getting sent home as one of,
yes,
you know.
I saw that.
And then it was like versus Ellen getting sent home. And it was just kind of comparing like how much wisdom and grace you just get as you get older and the difference in their reactions to being sent home. And it's not good or bad. It's just
with age,
you are different. And the first one was her just sobbing and she's like, what am I going to do now? Like this was, I'll never find love. Like this was I thought he was the one. I just don't even know what I'm going to do. And then it switched to Ellen, who's probably 40, 50 years older than her, you know, than that girl. And she's just like, I'm so sad, but I'm so inspired now. And like, he gave me hope to find love again. And I know who I am. And I was just like, I know, I was like, I'm going to sob. Like,
the way that this was so different than any other women tell all too, because when he walked out, even though some of them were like, oh, especially spoiler alert, Faith, when she was just like so hurt, the respect that they all had for him when he walked out, like they all understood. None of them were catty. Even Kathy, who was like the only one that had a little bit of drama, she was just like, it's done. Like,
yeah,
there was no
so much
catty drama. They were all so mature, so inspiring, just showed you how like classy they are and how Faith in him. It was like so emotional, but so mature.
Yes. And mutual respect always. And oh my gosh, when Gary came out and he saw all the women. And he was like, I just love them, and like was like crying. I'm like, I'm going to sob because there's literally no, like cattiness or drama. Or like normally when The Bachelor would come out, all the girls, like there'd be some girls
like
who
shaking their head,
like hate him and are just preying on his downfall. But Gary was tearing up being like, I just love these women so much and I respect them so much and I miss them. And like, I was like, I cannot with just.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
I know.
It's so good.
Okay.
Anyway, wow.
Sorry, my turn. A man at the drive-thru Starbucks in front of me bought me my coffee on Valentine's Day. The cashier told me, he said, why does this make me cry? No woman should have to pay for her coffee on Valentine's Day. Nice surprise. Aw.
That's so sweet.
Still good
then. Aw. I'm going to go to Starbucks on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Me just goes everywhere expensive. Walks around waiting. I'm at the Chanel store. Like,
I can't pick which one.
Nick's waiting in the car. We're running a scam.
My dad wrote me a handwritten book about life that includes words of encouragement and useful life skills, heartful messages, etc. And gave it to me as a surprise when he drove me to college my freshman year.
I'm writing that down. That's a great idea.
All my siblings have one too. Oh, that's really sweet. I know this is probably just a stereotype and not something that but I feel like when men do stuff like that, it's so much.
Yeah.
Not sweeter, but I guess I just expect the bare minimum. So when a dad is like making a handwritten book about life, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I really did that.
I honestly think that even though it's a stereotype, I'm just going to say it, okay? I'm feeling brave today. Men usually are not as emotional. I'm not saying they're not emotional beings, but they do have emotions. They're strong and whatever. But usually men are not as emotionally in touch as women. Mm-hmm. Specifically, like the dad is not as emotionally, you know, aware of their kids' emotions as the mom is. So that's why when a dad does something like very emotionally aware, it is a little bit more heartwarming, and vice versa. It's like, women are strong physically. I know, I'm just saying they're not as like, you know, doing physical things for their child, like building them a desk or something like that. So when someone does something out of the ordinary, it's even more touching. So like mom is like when my mom took us camping, I remember that forever. It's like if my dad had just taken us camping, it's like, okay, whatever, big deal. But because it was just like so...
a little out of the ordinary.
Yeah, out of the ordinary.
You know what I mean. Totally.
Just a short one, but every day in winter, my dad will turn my car on 10 minutes before I have to leave to warm it up for me. That's one of my favorite things.
That's my favorite thing too. I love that.
He is the best and constantly reminds me that I am loved and deserving. Oh, the little things.
So sweet.
Have you seen that trend on TikTok? It's like, I love getting sweet messages. I just reread them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're
actually,
like,
no, I haven't not seen that.
Sometimes it's really, it's like the person's so toxic. And so they're just being funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is really sweet. Anyways, I saw like a sweet one today. And while I saw that, I was also detangling my necklaces. And it reminded me of the time that my dad like just sent me a text. Was like, hey, I detangled all of your necklaces. Like they're on like your bedside table.
No,
like,
that will get me every time.
And I'm just like, why? These little things of just like, I'm thinking of you and I'm going a little bit out of my way to make your day easier.
Just so thoughtful.
Yeah.
I was sitting at the park by myself reading one day when a random girl came up to me and gave me a bouquet of flowers. She was so nice and said she just wanted to remind me that I'm loved.
Oh, stop.
Oh. I had been having a hard weekend after she left. I just cried.
Oh, oh no. I literally thought to myself, I'm not going to cry this episode. How could I?
Oh, that is so sweet.
I remember why now. This episode just makes you feel so good and makes you want to be a good person. When I was a poor college student, I was trying to buy groceries and my card declined. I thought I had money in my account and a lady behind me with two little kids paid for my groceries. I still think about this all the time. Or vice versa, if there's like a mom and she's trying to buy like diapers or like formula and she can't bend, her card declines and someone pays for it. Like stories about that. Just get me.
Get me right in the feels. Wow. Okay. My five friends and I were getting ice cream and there was a man alone behind us.
I'm bordering on inconsolable.
Just even hearing that there's a man alone. If he was old, I'm already crying. Since we knew we were all going to take a long time, we let him go in front of us. When we got to the counter, it turned out he paid for all of our ice cream and told the cashier to keep whatever was left as a tip.
Oh.
No.
Sheesh.
There are good men in this world.
When I was dating my now husband, he noticed my car had tires that were completely worn down and needed to be replaced ASAP. My dad wasn't the best at stepping up for things like this, so my now husband paid for all four brand new tires. I must add, he did this during a time in his life he didn't have much money, so it truly meant a lot to me.
Aww. That's really nice.
Thank you, Daddy.
I think I probably tell this every year when we talk about the nicest thing stuff, but I think it was 2 years ago for Christmas time, my family and I, we just got some cash and envelopes and we left them on random people's cars.
Yeah.
In like a grocery store parking lot. And we tried to pick cars that looked a little more like beat down, not going to leave it on a nice,
yeah,
nice SUV or something.
It's on a Mercedes.
Yeah. And we would just like watch people come out and be like, oh, what's this? Which now I'm like, they're probably scared they're getting sex trafficked or something, literally, yeah, an envelope on their thing. But they would just like open it and see all this cash and like look around and be like so confused, like what the heck?
Did you write something on it?
Yeah, I can't remember what, but maybe just like happy holidays.
Like, it's just like a blank envelope. That is a little sketch.
No, but
probably said like happy holidays.
Yeah. Like, yeah, enjoy this or whatever. I don't remember. But yeah, and we would just like park somewhere and like watch them come out and then see it and be like, and even just that, it feels so good to just give.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And to just help out. And it doesn't always have to be money, but that like, I even feel like I always remember that we did that. Yeah. I want to do it again. Maybe this year or something.
You don't have to have money to be thoughtful, too.
No. Yeah. It doesn't have to be anything. The money thing, but it just does feel so good to do that and makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. In 2020, our salon was shut down for 26 weeks and one of my clients sent me $500 along with a message saying, "Dark days are almost over. Stay strong. We will get through this." It was the most thoughtful thing ever because I didn't know how I was going to make it, truly.
Aww.
Wow. That's really nice.
That is super nice. Money is always really great, though.
Like, actually, money will always do the trick, actually. But really, if someone is struggling, it's like, that is just such a relief, you know?
Oh, for sure.
To receive money in a time of need.
Any videos like that will always get me. Where they, same. Like, go up to someone and... there are a couple accounts on TikTok that they'll, like, do either a GoFundMe or they'll do Venmo and the person will take all the money that, like, people donate and just go give it to, like, some random stranger or, like, talk to someone who's, like, currently homeless and give them money and, like, hear their story. And it always gets me. They're always so grateful.
I know. Because even though people are like, why film it? Like, I understand that. You know how some people would be like, why are you literally filming yourself doing a good deed? I understand the sentiment, but also the videos make me sob.
Like, yeah, 100%.
Seeing it, it's just touching.
They inspire you. We are going to jump into an ad to talk about StoryWorth. This is personally one of my favorite sponsors we have because I just think it is the ultimate gift to give somebody. We have talked about them before, but if you're spending time with loved ones for the holidays, chances are you're going to hear a lot of stories from grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, some of the ones that you've literally heard 1,000 times and you just sit there and smile and nod and say, oh, that's so cute. And some new ones. And sometimes it can be eye-opening when you do hear these stories from your grandparents or your parents or whatever, and you realize how much you actually don't know about them. And that is why StoryWorth is amazing, because StoryWorth makes documenting memories and stories from your loved ones fun and easy. So this is how anyone can write a book about their life, pretty much. Every week, StoryWorth will email your loved one a single life-related question that you pick from their collection, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done? What's the furthest you've traveled? I remember we did this for my mom 1 year, a couple years ago, and I remember reading some of hers, like, what's your ideal best day? What was, like, the hardest thing you ever had to go through? And it's just really, really cool.
So all they have to do is reply with a story. And then after a year, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories, memories, and even any photos into an exquisite hardcover book, creating a valued keepsake. And this can be cherished for generations to come. This can be a really long-lasting gift that really means something. Millions of stories have already been told with StoryWorth because they make the process so simple. So get started with your loved one for the holidays, and before you know it, you'll both be cherishing those timeless stories for generations to come. Help your family share their story this holiday season with StoryWorth. Go to storyworth.com/whatwesaidtoday and save $10 on your first purchase. That is storyworth.com/whatwesaid to save $10 on your first purchase. storyworth.com/whatwesaid.
Rocket Money, you guys, is going to save you money. And honestly, that's the best gift that you can give anyone, is telling them about Rocket Money or using it yourself. It is so nice. Rocket Money helped me find out that I had multiple subscriptions to things. And also, it would tell me that I was paying for something I thought I had canceled years ago. And it also helps you cancel it. So it's the best app you can have on your phone, hands down. So if you struggle saving money every month with Rocket Money, you can quickly identify all of those sneaky subscriptions that keep charging you month after month and cancel any that you no longer use. It's such an easy way to start saving money this season, especially I feel like the holidays come up and you're like, wait, where's all my money?
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you, which is simply amazing. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They also let you monitor all your expenses in one place. They recommend custom budgets based on your past spending, and they'll even send you notifications when you've reached your spending limits, so they can really keep you in line. With over 5 million users and counting, Rocket Money has helped save its customers an average of $720 a year and $1 billion in total savings so far. So stop wasting money on things you don't use, cancel your unwanted subscriptions, and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. That's rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid, rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid.
I was newly postpartum with my second baby, shopping at Trader Joe's. The checker, who was a sweet older lady, was chatting with me and could tell I was pretty exhausted. She went and grabbed a bouquet of flowers for me to take home for free. I was almost in tears. No. No, I love old people. Oh my gosh. I've already told all these stories a million times, but the story of Nick giving that old lady at Nordstrom the pretzels.
So sweet.
Will always be literally like the best story ever.
So sweet.
It's just so sweet. Oof. I gotta take a breather.
Okay, so this is random, but has stuck with me ever since it happened as the nicest thing anyone has done for me. In middle school, I farted in youth group. And one of the male leaders took the blame for me.
Oh my gosh, a prince. A prince in our presence.
Took the blame for me when one of the middle school boys asked if I farted.
Stop.
It was one of the most mortifying experiences. And this guy just took the blame for me in a split second. Never forget.
That is chivalry. Oh my gosh. I've never heard anything nicer.
Amongst us. No, that is so sweet, actually. That is legitimately the nicest thing anyone could do.
100%.
Like taking embarrassing blame to not have you feel embarrassed and ashamed.
100%.
I am crying. Not me crying over a fart.
Oh my gosh.
That is just too much.
My four-month-old was in the hospital for RSV for 3 nights, and one of my best friends who lives in another state sent me a Panera gift card, one of the only restaurants connected to the hospital. Every day we were there so I wouldn't have to survive on crappy hospital food. She didn't ask if I needed anything, just sent them completely unprompted. Bye. Okay, I'm going to get through these stories because it's annoying to like not be able to look. Okay.
Oh, that's really, really sweet and thoughtful.
Sometimes it is hard when you don't know how to help somebody, like in a situation, and you can be like, am I going to like step on their toes, or like, are they going to like this or whatever? Sometimes you can follow your gut and just do it. Like just send them something, as long as it's not intrusive. Like don't maybe like
go
show
over to
up.
Their house. Yeah.
But a little thoughtful, you know.
Flowers or notes or gesture, a gift card or any gesture, yeah.
Yeah, is usually never unwanted.
For sure.
Because it's the thought.
It's the thought that counts.
Mm-hmm.
I moved out of state to be with my long-distance boyfriend in 2020 away from all my family and friends. I was happy to do so, but I could not afford to go home for the holidays and was really sad about it. So I was venting a little bit at work. No. And the next day, my boss had left me a card in my locker with a Southwest gift card, so I was able to go home. Seriously, one of the nicest things anyone has ever done for me. No.
The way I'm shipping you guys.
Please. The way I want to like give up all my money.
Literally. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That is so sweet.
So thoughtful.
Well, that's really, really nice. I also feel like when someone, it's... The reason it's so touching is because it means that someone really listened.
Yes.
And like it stuck with them enough to be like, I want to do something.
Yeah. Ugh. Exactly.
My heart.
As a freshman in high school, I used to be very insecure about my crow's feet, which are the wrinkles around your eyes. Another freshman boy in one of my classes overheard me and says to me.
Wait, how old? Sorry.
A freshman in high school.
Okay.
And says to me, you know they're a sign of people who are truly happy. And I've never forgotten this comment. Just so sweet and encouraging moment, especially at a time in your life where you often can be insecure of your look appearances. Give that boy's mom a raise.
Oh.
Or dad, but probably
like, how can we guarantee that, I don't have a son, but
I know.
That our sons will act like that. Like,
I know.
You know?
So
how do you guarantee that?
I was just telling Nick this because every time, you know how there's like a classic thing of if you check on your kid, if they fall and you're like, oh, are you okay? Then they're going to be like babies and like, you know, they're like, oh, just they'll be okay. If you talk about it, then they'll cry. But if you don't say anything, then they'll just like get up and deal with it, which, you know, is literally true. Like if you ignore it, most of the time they will not cry. And if you're saying like, are you okay? They'll maybe let out a tear or something. Mm-hmm. But I was telling Nick, I'm like, I always, if Case trips or falls, I go, oh my gosh, my baby.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, are you okay? And I was telling Nick, the only reason I do that is so that he, not because I want him to be like, oh, every time I fall, I hope someone's there to say, are you okay?
Yeah.
But because I think your parents give you an example more than anything. So if he knows that someone's always checking on him when he falls, I hope that he's the kid who at school, if someone trips, he's the one that's like, are you okay?
Yeah, true.
But if people always ignore him when he falls, if someone trips next to him, he's probably just going to walk by them and be like, get up,
right,
you know?
True.
And I feel like that's the same thing they say with thank you or please, is instead of always making them say, okay, say thank you. If you're always saying thank you, more
they'll
importantly,
they'll learn to.
Yeah. More mm-hmm. importantly, if you're always saying thank you and please, and you're being polite and you're being kind, you know, and you're reassuring people and building them up, more than likely they're going to see that. And that's the only way they're going to know how to communicate with people.
So you got to tell them about the crow's feet.
Yeah.
You got to tell them all about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because that is so,
so
I
sweet.
I feel like especially for a freshman boy to
oh, yeah.
say that when they could easily be like, yeah, you do have that and make you feel even worse. That's just so heartwarming.
Yeah.
Okay. My family's house burnt down in 2016 when I was a junior in high school and we lost everything.
That's so sad.
We obviously had no clothes to wear. And the next day we walked into our neighbor's house where we were temporarily staying to the entire hallway being covered in bags of clothes that people from the community dropped us off for us to have. My family felt so loved from strangers. No. This is just one of the countless examples of the countless things people did for us. I will never forget it.
Oh my gosh. It's so touching.
I feel like Leif and I were talking about how we feel like in our parents' generation, neighbors were a lot more neighborly, like it was
connected.
More connected, more of a community. You talk to your neighbors, you know them, you go next door, ask them for you know, like, hey, do you have eggs, stuff like that. And maybe it's just my own perception, but I feel like in this day and age it's much more, and maybe in certain communities it's not like that. I guess it depends where you live and everything, but I feel like it's a lot less like that. And I don't know.
People keep
pros
to themselves.
And cons, I guess. But yeah, it's very like more private and people keep to themselves. And like, I would be shocked if one of my neighbors came over and was like, hey, can I borrow a stick of butter? I'd be like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind giving them one. But I feel like that's just not the vibe that of anywhere that I've really lived. I mean, I guess we would know our neighbors and kind of chat with them. But I just feel like it used to be a lot more connected
Definitely.
Than it is now. I feel like people are a lot more like, I don't know. I don't want to say self-obsessed, but
I think they just keep to themselves.
Yeah.
They don't really go.
And I wonder if that's because of how much information we have and all the like scary stories we hear mm-hmm. and all the things we hear about people. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
We're kind of less trusting overall of just people in general. So it's like, oh, I'll just figure it out myself.
Yeah. Maybe we get social interaction in so many other ways, I
yeah.
guess. I know. I
but
do.
Maybe it depends on the neighborhood.
I do feel like it is important, though. I never really had that. But then we moved to our last apartment, the one we just moved out of. One of the first days that we were there, we were out in the pool, like in the courtyard. And multiple people came up and introduced themselves. We're like, oh, yeah, we're like a big family here. Like, we're hanging out. And they invited us to go do stuff, like, literally that week. And at first, me and Nick were like, I don't know. Like, because they're your neighbors. So you almost feel like, well, like, if we get close to them, then like they're always right there,
right?
In a bad way. But we're like, let's go. And then we had so much fun, and then they became some of our closest friends, and it was so nice. Literally, I would like text my neighbor Athena and be like, do you happen to have brown sugar? Like, I'm baking something and I realized, and she's like, yeah, I'll like run it down or
yeah,
whatever.
That is really nice.
And I was actually gonna ask, maybe the Valley Girls can give me insight, do you feel like, me and Nick were wondering if we should go to our new neighbors, like
introduce yourself.
Yeah, and introduce. My parents always used to do that. Like, even if they were new neighbors or like if you moved, whatever, you would like go over and bring them something and be like, hey, we just want to introduce ourselves. We're the new neighbors. We live here. I'm like, that would kind of make me feel like safer and just like more, I've seen our neighbors
more
around.
More connected and stuff. I think it depends because I'm saying all this, like my next door neighbor, we've met them multiple, like we know them. And one of the sons has helped us with lift furniture into our house. Like we definitely are connected in some way. And I could definitely go over if I had an emergency, like I feel that way.
Yeah.
It's not like I literally don't know a soul, but like our neighbors on the other side, for instance, are just very much keep to themselves. Mm. And I get like the vibe off-putting. That it's like, yeah, just don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's hard. It's, you got to like read the room a little.
Yeah.
You know, if you see them out and about, some people are very like, hi, welcoming friendly. And friendly. And some people aren't. And I think it just depends.
I know. And the only reason I would feel comfortable is because Nick is so friendly. So if it was just me, I would be like, I don't even know what I would say. Like, I would feel so shy going over like, hi. But Nick's so friendly and gets along with everyone. But I feel like maybe it's like a good time, even if I haven't really seen one of my neighbors, but I'm like, maybe do I just put on the DeLulu cap and act like the people in the movies that like walk over and they're the annoying neighbor, but in a way where it's like, hi, I mean, we're new, you know.
It can't hurt to be hurt. I just wanted to introduce myself. And even if they're weird, it's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Exactly. Well, I tried.
Yeah, I tried.
At least they know who we are and
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. Gives a little community safety feeling.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it is good to definitely know, at least know
exactly
who they
know
are.
Them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it my turn?
Yes.
So this isn't something that happened to just me, but my family. My mom was pretty much a single mother raising 4 kids, and she was doing her absolute best. One year, I remember it being a little bit of a rough year, and it was around Christmas time. We came home one evening, and there were tons of Christmas presents on our front porch. We still, to this day, had no idea who got them for us, but it is something I will always remember.
Aww.
That also, Christmas.
Christmas stuff like that.
Gets me.
Gets me every time. That's so kind. Okay, a few years ago, I was 8 months pregnant and stuck in traffic that I was unable to get out of for over 30 hours.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. We had to use the bathroom on the side of the street and had no food or water. I was so scared because I had no idea how long we would be there. After about 12 hours, I decided I needed to stretch my legs and I was starving, so I waddled down to a truck that was a bread supplier and asked him if he would please give me something from back there. He opened the truck and passed out bread to everyone and gave me the last of his water bottle.
Aww.
I was so grateful. I'll never forget him. Thank you, Roger.
Roger! I'm sure he got kind of in trouble for that.
Probably. Okay, 30 hours of traffic is
That's
really
insane.
Not okay.
What do
you
happened?
Mean? The girl
would be
who wrote in.
So claustrophobic.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. The girl who wrote in when we were asking for things people don't understand, she's like, traffic, literally just go.
Literally.
That is so real.
What's happening?
Traffic for 30 hours? What do you mean? Go.
I understand when there's like an accident or things blocking the road.
Yeah.
But when it's like, oh, it's just busy. Aren't we all going the same speed? Like, wouldn't we just like get on
go.
And get off?
I know. Seem weird.
Seems fishy.
Something's off.
I got to buckle up for this one.
No.
This last April, my mom got diagnosed with terminal cancer. She had a big brain surgery to try and take out some of the tumor. And as her and my dad were pulling out of the driveway to go to the hospital, our whole neighborhood was lining the streets with posters, balloons, ribbons on their trees, etc. Everyone was cheering on my mom, and I literally can't finish. It was one of the most emotional things ever. This was a visible representation of the army of people that love her and are supporting her through this trial. Well, that is a testament to your neighbor, like getting to know your neighbors.
Yeah, I need to support my neighbors. Goodness.
Oh my gosh. That really had me. That's so sweet. I'm so sorry about your mom. I hope she's doing better.
Wow. That's really, really thoughtful and sweet of everyone.
I do feel like we often see people like mob mentality in a bad way, where we'll see them like ganging up on people, or you see online just like bullying in groups. And when you see a group of people come together and do something so selfless and so just, you know, for the sake of service or for the sake of, you know, positive energy or cheering on or something positive, it's so heartwarming. And it's a good reminder that that's out there. And it just doesn't always get as much
coverage. Honestly. Yeah. This has a trigger warning of infant loss. My uncle and I have never been very close. And
I don't think I can read my last one. I'm being serious.
Oh, no. And I only saw him a few times a year. Okay, I gotta start over. My uncle and I have never been very close, and I only saw him a few times a year growing up, but I always loved him. When my son was stillborn, my sweet uncle, a humble mechanic, sent me flowers and told me that he would cover all my hospital bills from delivering our son.
Oh, that's so sweet. And so sad.
As a heartbroken couple right out of college, we cannot thank him enough. And when we insisted we would pay, he refused to let us. No, 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 no. Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Sheesh.
That is so, so kind. I can't. Ugh.
And what a relief. Yeah. Okay, that was my last one. Do you have any more?
Yes, I have one more. Okay. I was talking to my girlfriends about how we were going home for Christmas, and I was really stressed out about it because we were so broke and I don't like relying on other people for money. And my friend drove me home and told me she was giving me $500 so my kids could have Christmas presents and that I didn't have to be so stressed about traveling. She had gotten a bonus at work and she gave it to me. She called it Jesus money and literally would not let me get out of the car without promising I would not Venmo it back to her. And that if I did, she would get it out in cash. I sobbed like a baby.
Oh, that's so sad.
No. Oh. No, 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 no.
Christmas is not about presents. It's about giving.
The holidays.
If that's not the theme of this episode, you know, it's not about how good of a gift you give someone, how much you spend, anything like that. It's the intention behind it and your thoughtfulness and, you know, showing the people around you that you care and whatever they need. Again, money's always great. And if you have it, it's always a relief for people.
For sure.
But some of the most meaningful things that people remember for the rest of their life are free for you.
Yeah. The posters and the...
Or under $10, like yeah. The pretzels.
Yeah. Just the thoughtfulness behind it.
Yeah.
Is really what matters. I think I say this probably every year, but whenever I read these stories, it just makes me never want to focus on negative people again. Yeah. Like, it makes me just feel honestly stupid forever bringing up, like, just dumb little things about... I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, even last week when I was talking about, like, the discourse on TikTok about this and that, it's like, who freaking cares?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
No.
It just makes you think. It restores some faith, I think.
It reminds you, like, quite literally the purpose of life and human connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all here together for a reason, so.
Definitely.
Wow. Well,
that was a doozy, but that's one of my, that really is, like, my favorite episode of the year. Same. I need a nap.
I need a so gluttonous. I'm like, I need food and a nap.
I need a treat and a nap. No, same. That was just, thank you guys so much for writing in. Thank you in general. Since this is the week of thanks and Thanksgiving is coming up, thank you guys so much for just supporting our podcast and for writing in all the time for the podcast, because it wouldn't be what it is without you guys writing in for these episodes. Like, if we did not have these stories that we could share, it wouldn't be the What We Said podcast. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's What We Said, all of us. I feel like it's just, like, it's very fun to have this community. And you guys literally make the episodes what they are. If we didn't have you, they would be a lot more boring. So thank you guys so much, especially when it's things like this that are very, like, deep and special to you. Thank you for sharing those with us and that we get to share it with our audience.
Yeah, sharing with everyone. I was going through some of my photos and I saw some videos from tour. Of, like, the crowd. We would usually, like, take a video at the end of, like, the crowd cheering.
Yeah.
I was getting so emo just thinking about you guys and, like, how we haven't been on tour in a while now. That was, like, almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But, yeah, I was just thinking about how crazy it is that you guys stick with us and that you guys listen and support us. And we love you so much. So we're so grateful for you. And I hope you feel that and know that.
Yeah. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. If you feel inclined to share this episode, I feel like this is a really good heartwarming one to share if you feel like other people could benefit from listening to it or just feel happiness or sadness, honestly. But just, you know, get a little heartwarming feeling for the holidays. If you're feeling extra nice and you want us to be extra thankful for you, please leave us a rating and review either on the Apple Podcast app or the Spotify app. It really helps us a lot and we really, really appreciate it. We love you guys so much. Hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving or holiday weekend. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.